Hey there, and welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're talking about Byron Katie's Loving What Is. Sophie, I have to start with this question. Have you ever had a thought that just wouldn't let go? Something that kept you up at night?
Oh, absolutely. And that's exactly what this book is about. Those thoughts that cause us pain. Byron Katie's whole premise is that suffering comes not from what happens to us, but from the thoughts we believe about what happens. It's a radical idea, but she backs it up with a really practical method she calls the work.
Right. And her own story is pretty wild. She was in a deep depression for years, couldn't even leave her room. Then one morning, she had this realization that when she believed her thoughts, she suffered. And when she didn't believe them, she was free. So she created these 4 questions.
Exactly. The first question is simply, is it true? So if you're thinking my partner should be more considerate, you ask yourself, is that actually true? Not in some philosophical sense, but in this moment, is it true that they should be more considerate? The answer, if you're honest, is usually no, because reality is that they aren't being considerate. Arguing with that reality is what causes the pain.
Right. And then the second question goes deeper. Can you absolutely know that it's true? That one really gets me because I think I'm certain about so many things, but when I really sit with it, I realize I can't know for sure. Like, I might think someone doesn't like me, but can I really know that?
That's where the magic starts. The third question is, how do you react when you believe that thought? So you notice the physical and emotional consequences. For me, when I believe a stressful thought, my shoulders tense up and I feel defensive. It's like the thought isn't neutral. It's actively causing harm.
And then the fourth question is the liberating one. Who would you be without the thought? If you couldn't think my partner should be more considerate, who would you be? You might just see them as a person doing their best. And you might feel a sense of peace. That's huge.
And after those 4 questions, you do a turnaround. You take the original statement and flip it to its opposite. So, he should be more considerate becomes, I should be more considerate, or I should be more considerate of myself. And you ask if that's as true or truer. Often it is, and that shifts everything.
I love that it's not about positive thinking or just forcing yourself to be happy. It's about genuinely questioning whether the thought is true. Katie says you don't need to replace the thought. It just falls away when you see it's not true.
Right? And she applies this to everything, relationships, work, money, and even death. There's a transcript in the book where a woman is furious at her father for abandoning her as a child. Through the work, she realized he didn't abandon her, he left. Those are 2 different things. The story of abandonment was causing her decades of pain, not the actual event.
That's powerful. And it's not about letting people off the hook. It's about seeing clearly so you can act from a place of clarity instead of reaction. Katie says you can still leave a relationship or confront someone, but without the emotional turmoil.
Exactly. One of the most challenging ideas is that we shouldn't try to control our thoughts. The work is about inquiry, not suppression. You feel your feelings fully, but without the story that makes them worse. When you're sad, you can just be sad without thinking you shouldn't be.
So the one thing I'm taking away from this book is that my suffering isn't caused by the world. It's caused by my thoughts about it. And I have the power to question those thoughts. That's incredibly freeing.
And if you want to explore this more, the whole library is on the 7-Minute Books app at 7minutebooks.com/app. There are over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language, and it starts at $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 for lifetime access.
Well, Sophie, I think the whole point of loving what is that peace is always available. No matter what's happening, you just have to stop arguing with reality. Thanks for the great conversation.
Absolutely. It's a book that can truly change how you see everything. We'll see you in the next one.